Hello, welcome to today's show. I am Helen, your host. Today we have a guest, Kobe Fine from Kobe Sales Vintage. Before we go there, I would like to thank everybody who supported us on the last fundraising. It was last Saturday. We have a lot of people come out and support us. It was really awesome. It was a blast. Shout out for everybody who showed up. And we had a Super Bowl coverage with our sponsors. As you can see here, our sponsors are very supportive and we'd like to say thank you. One more thing I'd like to mention is we're going to have our first open mic, which is going to be on March 1st. If you want more information about that and participate, please go to www.thedisabilitychannel.ca and you'll get more information. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our guest. Thank you. Back with our guest Kobe Fine from Kobe Sales Vintage. Let's welcome him. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming here.
Yeah, no, this is great. I'm really happy to be on your platform today.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Kobe, tell me about yourself, your background, and what you do, your education.
All right, so I guess currently I'm a fashion student. I study fashion business at George Brown. I've been running Kobe Sales Vintage for about 3 years now, and I've been collecting vintage clothing for roughly 8 years. Mm-hmm.
What year are you in college?
Right now I'm in my second year.
So you study fashion?
Yeah.
So you have a passion?
Yeah, quite a bit. I definitely have a passion for clothing and styles, silhouettes, all that good stuff.
Do you remember the first time you started doing like fashion and styling like at a young age? Do you have any recollection about that?
Yeah, a little bit. It started with my dad. He worked at Much Music for a long time. Mm-hmm. And back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, they give out a lot of free gear for like, if an artist came into town, there'd be an album, let's say, and there'd be shirts promoting that album or jackets or whatever. And all that clothing was passed down to me. And throughout high school, people were always complimenting what I was wearing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why not spread the love and find more stuff for everybody?
So now you have a company?
Yeah, I do. It's just Kobe Sells Vintage. Self-explanatory.
Okay.
I find vintage garments and mm-hmm. I ship and sell all over the world.
What inspires you to open that?
Helping the planet out for sure is a big one. The textile industry is a huge problem in terms of the environment. So finding more garments that have more life to it, I think is really important to me. It's really important to the world. So I think that's where the passion comes from, saving, pieces and giving them a new home, a new life. I think it's really important.
So how do you come with the idea of selling it online, or do you sell it only online? How do you approach your
I mainly operate online. I do a ton of markets all over Canada, mainly in Toronto, because that's where I am most of the time. I sell online mainly through my website that I built and my Instagram platform as well.
Seems like you have a passion for it.
Oh, definitely. I love it. The majority of the time I don't find it much work. It's more of a hobby that, thankfully I get paid for, so I can continue doing said hobby. It doesn't feel much as work, which is the great thing about the passion.
Okay, we'll talk more. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Thank you.
We are back, and as you can see, this is one of Kobe's products. Kobe, what can you tell us about this?
So this right here is a 1997 Looney Tunes tee with featuring the Tasmanian Devil on it. You can tell the shirt was very loved by the previous owner. What was originally just a plain black tee has been perfectly faded out to almost a very dark gray. And you can really feel it on the shirt as well. I think that's what's so great about a lot of vintage shirts, the character that it goes through over time. I think this is a really good example.
Okay, can you show us one more or a couple?
Yeah, absolutely.
I found it very interesting. So,
here's another one. This is also from 1997. This is a Pittsburgh Penguins shirt. This one, on the other hand, unlike the Taz one, this one is what we consider closer to dead stock condition, meaning like very new, close to never being worn. Even though it's, you know, about 25, 26 years old, the shirt looks like it just came out yesterday, and I think that's a great thing about vintage clothing is so much of it was barely even touched, and like I said earlier, it has a lot of life.
So is your product, the t-shirt, like everything that you sell, is it connected to like music industries or sports?
A lot of the t-shirts are and garments in general are connected to pop culture. I think that's why people come and shop vintage clothing so much, is because they want that connection of nostalgia, mm-hmm. whether it's a band, whether it's a television show, film. I think that's the great thing about vintage clothing, because these pieces were made usually roughly the time when that thing was going on. So let's say a certain TV show was popular in the 90s and somebody is connected with that show, they might want to get a shirt from when the show was running on air. Okay. Same thing with a sports shirt. Maybe they were a Penguins fan back in the 90s, so this shirt kind of brings them back to some memories.
I like that. Really like that. And this is for like a hoodie that we can wear on winter?
Yeah, this is just a nice champion crew neck. I really love the color on this one, the embroidery. Like mm-hmm. I said, same with the Penguins one. Like this garment was practically new.
Yes,
and
it was
originally being thrown away, and luckily I grabbed it in time to save it. I gave it a good wash, cleaned it all up, and all of these items and more are listed on my website.
Awesome. So who would you say, what age do you say is your clients?
It's all ages. I'd say the other day I sold a t-shirt that was a men's large to a three-year-old. And it was his first ever vintage t-shirt, and he was jumping for joy. He was so happy.
Awesome.
I've also done business with a lot of people's parents, a lot of people in their 40s and 50s. My main clientele would probably be college kids, so people around 18 to, let's say, 25. I'd say that's the majority, but it really is all ages, especially when you come down to an actual vintage market. You'll see people of all ages and into all subgenres of vintage clothing.
Kobe, what's your plan for the future?
That's a great question. I'm not too sure yet. I am definitely a one day at a time type of person. Just go with the flow. I would love to continue growing my vintage business, whether it's on an online platform or in retail, just wherever life takes me.
But do you have like, I want to be like this, like I want to reach this goal?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. I guess the main goal is selling a garment to somebody in maybe every country. If I pointed on a map, I'd get quite a few down, surprisingly, around the world. But I think that would be a pretty great goal, is having clothing shipped out everywhere, whether I'm supplying stores across the world or just customers. I'd say that'd be a goal.
Okay, for those our audience who's looking at the t-shirts and sweaters and everything, if they're interested, where can they find the product?
Yeah,
what's your website? Tell us about all your...
For sure. I have a website. It's just www.kobesellsvintage.com. I also have an Instagram, @kobesellsvintage. You can find me both on there. The website has tons of great product up on there. If you want to shoot me a direct message, you can message me on Instagram if there's something that maybe isn't on the website that you're looking for. I'm very active on the social media side of things, so you can message me on Instagram or even Facebook @KobeSellsVintage.
Well, you heard him. That's really awesome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, take care. Thank you for watching. Until next time.